Chase and Big Joe, hour number three, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. We're live at the Duncan in East Nashville. Adam Fingan has stopped by to say hello, as he was in the neighborhood. 926 Gallatin Avenue, to be precise. Bring by a stuffed toy for our holiday toy drive. We've teamed up with the Nashville Children's Alliance, so bring a stuffed toy by this location or other Duncan locations. You can go to thegamenashville.com/toy to learn about the different locations that you can drop things off at. And you can also be qualified for a four-pack of tickets to the all-inclusive 501 Club at Bridgestone Arena to a Preds home game. We want to say a special thank you to Metro Nashville Police Department, the Catalano Group, the Bluemont Group, Family Leisure, Thompson Machinery, Richmar Florist, Right Time HVAC, and Relodyne for their support. But happy to help this, and tomorrow we'll be in Lebanon.
Also, the staff here, this Duncan on Gallatin Road, outstanding.
Yes,
they've been great. Outstanding. They laugh at our dumb jokes. They help us out when we need to get things done. So, well done. The manager here, GM, you got a great staff. Thank you for that.
Yes, it's been great. There was a story that I was about to reference about Maddox, and I had to look – Greg Maddox, and I had to look it up. But they were – he was pitching to Luis Gonzalez. And Bobby Cox wanted to intentionally walk Luis Gonzalez. So he sent the pitching coach, Leo Mazzone, out there. And Leo tells Maddox, and Maddox says, no, give me two pitches. I'm gonna throw two pitches, and on the second pitch, he's going to pop up to Chipper at third. And Leo's like, are you sure? And he goes, yeah, tell Bobby I got this. I'm not going to walk him. So Leo goes back to the dugout. He tells Bobby what Greg says. Bobby's pissed because he's disobeying an order. And sure enough, he throws a changeup on ball one and then a cutter on the second pitch in which he pops up to third base. Chipper talks about this and says, you got to be kidding me, because he's standing there the whole time listening to what Maddox says. And he's like, you got to be kidding me, and catches it and gets the out.
How many Maddoxes are in the world?
None.
Right?
None like that. I mean, that guy, he was the professor for a reason.
I saw him.
I loved watching it.
Well, I saw him one time. I'm like, that's Greg Maddox? I mean, there was no physical stature to that guy at all. He was just good.
Yeah.
Just God-given ability of what he was. And unbelievable. Paint the corners.
I mean, he just
turned down less money from the Yankees to stay with the Braves.
Yep, because he knew they had something special.
Had something special.
I mean, him – there will never, in my mind, be a group of those three. Plus, I mean, Steve Avery was good too, you know, but of Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavin, I don't think any team will ever have that again.
He wasn't on the 91 run, was he?
No.
Yeah.
He was still with the Cubs.
Came in 92 or after that, 93, one of those teams.
93, I think, is when he signed.
Yeah, so – look, all us long-suffering Braves fans in the late 80s, and they traded Murphy, don't get me started again, in 90. But that run in 91 that nobody saw coming with Smoltz.
Well, Clyde. I was watching, it randomly popped up on my Twitter feed last night. Remember when Otis Nixon made that home run robbing catch?
Yeah.
Like, that popped up, and I was like, oh, yeah. I think that was probably 91.
Otis Nixon, Terry Pendleton, who – Lonnie Smith on that team, maybe? I don't remember.
David Justice was there.
David Justice. Fred McGriff, first base.
Yes. I think that's right.
Or is it Sid Bream?
Because Pendleton was at third.
Yeah. Pendleton was the MVP in 91. Nobody saw that coming. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that run.
Chipper wasn't there yet.
Chipper's not there. He was the first-round pick in 90, the year before.
Yeah. He was a shortstop.
And then they lost to the Twins in that great World Series with Dan Gladden and Jack
Kirby
Morris.
Puckett.
Yep, and all of them.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Oh, man. That came on a Saturday night, too. That was a run, man. Those first runs are fantastic. Like the Titans run of 99.
Yep.
They're special. You don't get them back ever again.
No. Well, and it's just like, do we see special teams – like that anymore?
Or is it
so common now because the athlete is built different and there's more money that it's just like it's not special anymore? Like if you think of any sport, just special, like I mentioned with the Braves, like you'll never see a pitching rotation like that again.
Right.
Like that, like three Cy Young winner Hall of Famers that are just would be the best pitcher on their team, whatever team they're on, if they're not all together?
That's a great question. I for some reason I'm defaulting to like the Giants football of 86 and 90 with LT and Phil Sims and Harry Carr. I mean, just characters. The 85 right. Bears were the same way. 86 Giants were like that. I'm trying to think.
I mean, like the Chiefs with Mahomes and Kelsey and Chris Jones. And like, I mean, those are –
Can you name anybody else, though? I mean, like the thing with Brady and the Patriots. Right. You can't really name 10 guys. Well, I can name off the entire Bears team in 85.
That first run, I mean, you had Brady. I mean, the defense was probably – got more credit. You had Vrabel and Brewski and Rodney Harrison and – who was the one that they cut?
I don't think Harrison was there that first Super Bowl. He came after.
Yeah, he may have. He may have still been with the Chargers.
Who's the guy? That's it. There's a lot of
ins and outs. So is that 2001?
Yeah. I think the thing of the special team is that one year had to be perfect. Like the 85 Bears, perfect. Is there a baseball? Like the 96 Yankees were really good because they hadn't been anywhere before that. Then they won the World Series in 96 with Jeter. And Jim Leyritz hitting the home run and all the players on that team that went on. Paul O'Neill, Bernie Williams.
Yeah, Troy Brown, Kevin Falk, Terry Glenn was on that team.
Nobody stands out. I mean, there was a good football team. But you don't when you think of special teams, you don't think of the 0-1 Patriots.
No. I mean, again, now I'm looking for...
You might think the 04 Red Sox. Nobody saw that happening. They won the World Series. Teams like that to get back here with the
Lawyer
first time.
Malloy, that's what I was thinking of. So, yeah, he was there. Ty Law. Bobby Hamilton was a defensive end. I thought he was just a race car driver.
Oh, NASCAR joke. Ring the bell.
Yeah, you're welcome. Vrabel. But, yeah, you're right. Richard Seymour. Brewski, they're just Willie McGinnis. They were just not. But I mean, that's my point.
Special. I mean, yeah, they win it. Yeah, that's great and everything. But that special one-time team that goes all the way and wins the championship.
Thomas of Nashville, don't forget Big Ron Gant. He grew into a tree. He was so good before that wreck. Thanks, guys.
Wreck. They have a wreck?
I don't remember.
I just remember they sent him back down to single A to learn how to play infield or second base, whatever it was.
I don't remember. I mean, I remember Ron Gant, but I don't remember.
Right.
That's the other thing. Like there was
example. This Vanderbilt football team this year.
Yeah. Right.
Special.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Stowers, Pavia. I know football is if you don't name, you know, 22 girls. Yes. But that's something we've never seen before. Never seen before. That's a special team. The 98 Vols were special the same way. Man, that was the year after I was with the Colts, and they should have won the year before, but they didn't. So those are teams that special and mean a lot.
Sure. Let's go to Ryan. He wants to talk a little Blue Raiders with Big Joe. Ryan, what's up?
What's going on, Joe? How are you?
What's up, man?
Hey,
I'm good, too.
Me personally, I don't understand how MTSU loses to Belmont at home. You know, I know Belmont's a better team, but I don't think there's any excuse why MTSU should lose to Belmont. The other thing with MTSU, do you think that they will extend Sidney McPhee in December of 2026 next year after his contract ends? Do you think they'll extend him?
I have no idea on administration and university officials. I don't know when his contract – I don't even know when Sidney McPhee showed up on campus. No idea.
I think it's next year.
I don't. It's not my forte. Basketball, unacceptable. I think losing at any level is unacceptable, and I think that's a loss that probably MTSU. And look, on that level in the group of five, all those schools are depleted in the summertime, and you got to piece together rosters. The job Nick McDevitt's doing at MTSU, when he's got to piece together a roster in June and July, if you win a game, I'm impressed. I mean, I'm telling you, Ryan, it's different times now with the portal. Football's fine because you do portal in January. Basketball is like summer, and it's difficult to put a team together. It really is. So, I would not want to be a college basketball coach at all. But, no, yes, it's unacceptable to lose to Belmont.
Yeah. I'm headed to Walgreens to get my stuffed toy to donate to Duncan and Brentwood. So I definitely believe in the cause y'all are doing and everything. So keep it up.
Appreciate you, Ryan. Thanks buddy.
Ryan. Appreciate the call. 8905 said the 71 Orioles had 4 20 game winners, not happening again. That's from Wayne.
Jim Palmer's one of those, right?
Yeah. 6727, the big red machine. Cincinnati Reds. Rose, Morgan, Foster, Concepcion.
Yep. Does it help?
Bench.
When there's a nickname with it?
I think so. You
name that team off and don't say Big Red Machine. Oh, okay. Then you say the Big Red Machine, you preface it with that. I know what you're talking about.
Pete Rose, Joe Morgan, Dave Concepcion, Johnny Bench, George Foster, Griffey Sr. Who am I forgetting?
Cesar Geronimo. Who was the first baseman on that team? Tony Perez.
Perez, yeah.
That's it.
And then the manager was
Sparky.
Sparky, yeah.
I think he's the only manager ever win a World Series in the American League, if I remember this correctly, American League and National League. I know he's one of them.
Maybe right. No, La Russa. La Russa won with the A's and Cardinals.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think he was until that point.
Right.
Yeah. And
look at you, this baseball. Love it, man. Baseball in December. God. Dr. Crane, I wish it was opening day tomorrow.
You're just jealous, Joe. Stop.
Oh, that's great.
615-737-1025. More coming in hour number three, live at Duncan in East Nashville. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 the game.
3-2 Atlanta, two men out in the sixth. High and deep to right field. This could be number 300, and it is for Dale Murphy.
All right, let's take another look at number 300. Kind of a typical home run by Murphy going toward right center field. Harper was back there, a former teammate, to watch it go over with plenty to spare. And everybody on their feet here now, they want to, there it is. Away from Murphy, curtain call, and he does it. 300 major league homer.
Well done. Thank you for that. Tears in my eyes. Love Murphy.
Is that the old Braves on TBS name?
It is.
Well done.
Thank you.
Was that Skip Carey?
Who was on the call? I don't
think so. Or was that
Ernie Johnson?
It may have been Ernie.
Pete Van Weir?
Yeah, it may have been Ernie.
It might have been.
I haven't heard their voices in so long.
Right? I mean, that was a staple. You'd go home and you had to choose back in the 80s, Cubs or Braves.
Yep.
And I chose Braves.
Yep.
Thankfully, I chose Braves.
You chose right. Chasing Big Joe live today. I wanted to bring this up because I saw this article on TennesseeTitans.com because we support Jim Wyatt and we love Jim Wyatt. The Titans blocked a punt on Sunday. It was the first punt block since 2012. Do you remember who blocked that punt in 2012?
Oh, God.
October 11th, 2012, against Pittsburgh.
Tim Shaw.
Correct. It was Tim Shaw. So Jim wrote a cool article that when Mike McCoy went into the locker room, the special teams guys all put their arms to make a T, and they said this was for Tim. James Williams Sr. said, quote, "That was for Tim. That ball is for him. It's a blessing to do that for somebody like Tim who comes out every day and coaches us no matter what."
That's pretty cool.
So that was Williams blocking the punt, and it was the first time that since 2012 when Tim Shaw did that. I thought that was really
cool. Those are good stories that we need to hear about. I like that.
Yeah. Titans special teams coordinator John Fossil has been preaching to players to, quote, change the date on the blocked punt, and on Sunday the Titans made that happen.
That's very cool. I like that.
I'll tell you this.
Don't.
Whoever becomes the head coach,
right,
keep John Fossil.
Yeah, but not his head coach.
No.
Not make him interim because
if it's McCarthy, my guess is that'll be pretty easy because that was his special teams coach in Dallas.
You think McCarthy's got a shot at this job?
Yes. I think he's got a very good shot at this job. With Brinker and that connection to Green Bay. I think if you had to make me guess right now, it's going to be Matt Nagy or Mike McCarthy.
I think it's McCarthy because I think Andy Reid is done. I have nothing to pin this on, and I think they make Matt Nagy coach.
That could be, yeah.
Because Mahomes has a really good relationship with him that I'm reading about.
Yeah.
And that's it. You stay there, and then you go after McCarthy.
That is a wild card in all of this that we haven't brought up, that could Andy, you know, want to hang it up. Let's see. He's 67. Okay. So could he want to –
how many wins? That's, you know, Belichick wanted to beat Shula so bad for – most
he
wins.
Like nine away or something like that?
Something on those lines.
Andy Reid.
Let's see about those nuggets.
Yeah. Give me more of those nuggies. 279 wins.
Oh, he's got a long way to go. I think Shula's through 29 maybe.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, man. That's going to want to go.
Tony.
Explain it again with those nuggies.
Shula's at 328. Papa Bear's at 318. Belichick's at 302. Andy Reid at 279.
What about that Jeff Fisher telling us that story about George Halas? Because Fisher played for George Halas for the Bears, and they were in the parking lot, and George Halas stops Fisher in the park, and he's explaining about punt returns to Fisher. Yeah. And he's like, all right, have a good day, Tom. And Halas walks off. He's like, he didn't even know my name.
Well, I was dying. I was dying listening to the pregame show the other day, which you all have proven that you love what we're doing with the pregame show. So we appreciate that 400% growth. But I was listening to Chris tell the story of Bruce Matthews changing all the names when Bud would walk in the room.
So great, right? So great to do that.
That was fantastic.
I look up at Bruce Matthews, has Derek Mason's nameplate. Derek, good game today he played. Well done. Chris Sanders gives a great story about how he had to get one pass in his rookie year to get a $50,000 bonus. And I said, how'd you get that check? I'm curious. Was it part of your game check?
I heard that.
And I said, did you stop Bud in the hallway? He just threw a check at you and said, get out of my face. I don't want to see you again.
So, all right, let's see if you get this. In the top 10 of coaches on the all-time win list, there are only two active. Andy Reid's one of them. Who's the other?
Oh, that's a good one. Active coaches.
In the top 10.
Tomlin?
Good guess. That is correct.
Okay.
He is tied for 10th with Dan Reeves with 190.
Where's Harbaugh? John.
14th.
Okay, because he's been there at Baltimore since 08.
Sean Payton is ahead of him at 13th with 181.
Okay. All right. That makes
sense. Nice. So the list, it's Shula, Halas, Belichick, Reed, Landry at 5 with 250, Curly Lambeau at 6 with 226, Paul Brown at 7 with 213, Marty Schottenheimer at 8th with 200, Chuck Knoll, 9th with 193. Tomlin at 190. Dan Reeves at 190.
Isn't that crazy? Reeves, no Super Bowl. Go back again. Belichick won one, or won six, whatever it was.
Right.
He's won a Super Bowl.
Shula, yes.
Shula, yes.
Halas.
No, there was no Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. Reed, yes. Landry, yes. Lambeau, no.
He wouldn't. No Super Bowl.
Paul Brown, no.
Did he coach into the Super Bowl era? I don't remember.
75 with the Bengals.
So he did.
68-75 with the Bengals. Schottenheimer never won one. Browns, Chiefs, Redskins, Chargers.
Lord.
Chuck Knoll, yes, Steelers.
Yep.
Tomlin, yes, with the Steelers. Reeves, Broncos, Giants, Falcons.
Where's Chuck Knox on that list? Does it go
12th.
Down? He's 12th?
Yeah.
How many wins?
186.
Yeah, he's a great coach, man.
Rams, Bills, Seahawks.
That's right.
Sean Payton, Harbaugh, McCarthy's 15th.
Where's Parcells on that list?
He is tied for 17th.
Okay.
With an active coach.
It's not Pete Carroll.
It is Pete Carroll.
Is it?
172.
I keep forgetting Pete Carroll coached in the 90s as
Jets,
well.
Jets, Patriots, Seahawks, Raiders.
Compare Fisher and Gruden real quick while you're there.
Well, it's funny. So 15th is Mike McCarthy. 17th, Parcells and Pete Carroll. Do you know who 16th is?
I have no idea.
It is Jeff Fisher.
But what?
173.
How many losses?
165. And one. It was one tie.
And one tie.
Gruden. Oh, wow. He's 36th. 117, 112.
So basically, their winning percentages are almost the same.
511 for Gruden and 512 for Fish.
Isn't it crazy? And who do you think is a better coach? In the outside of the Nashville area, people are going to give it to John Gruden because.
Yeah, because he won a Super Bowl.
That's
yeah.
it. And they're basically the same coach.
Yep. That's an interesting. But yeah, Mike McCarthy's 15th.
How many wins?
174.
So he got those all in Green Bay from, what, 06 to?
He got 125 in Green Bay, 49 in Dallas.
Okay. What was his last year in Green Bay, 18? Because LaFleur came in 19, right?
Yes.
So 06 to 18?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe
I
he
mean,
is.
Look, you got he's 4 wins behind John Harbaugh. He's 7 wins behind Sean Payton. He's 12 behind Chuck Knox.
You know what else he is?
Unemployed?
Super Bowl winner.
He is a Super Bowl winner. Right. I mean, look, I'm talking myself more into it. You know, because he's, I mean, I didn't realize he was 15th. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it is. But I think it's the Matt Nagy thing. Once
he's got one more win than Fish.
Perfect.
2 more wins than Parcells and Pete Carroll. Shanahan is tied for 19th with Tom Coughlin.
They've all won Super Bowls.
Holmgren's 21st.
Super Bowl.
Bud Grant.
No Super Bowl.
Joe Gibbs.
Super Bowl.
3. Steve Owen. He was way back when with no Super Bowl, but he was with the Giants. Bill Cowher.
1. By the way.
I know.
You should not be in the Hall of Fame.
I know. You say that every time he comes
up. I'm going to continue to say it every time.
26 is Marv Levy.
No Super Bowl.
I forgot he coached with the Chiefs. Tony Dungy at 27.
1 Super Bowl.
John Fox at 28.
No Super Bowl. Went to 3 of them, though. Well, didn't he? 2?
Carolina. Yeah, he went to 1 with Carolina and 1 with Denver.
Yes.
Marvin Lewis and Hank Stram are tied at 29.
Hank Stram's got a Super Bowl. You're killing me. Why are you killing me?
31st, which I think he has a Super Bowl. Weeb Eubank.
He does. Damn, Broadway Joe was his quarterback, the most influential, important person ever in football.
His winning percentage is 502.
Don't look at Joe Namath's stats in the Hall of Fame. You'll be like, what? He doesn't belong in here.
32nd is Jim Mora Sr. with the Saints and the Colts.
Never won Super Bowl.
Sid Gilman at 33.
Sid.
Former Oilers coach. And 34, Duck coach Mike Ditka. Dick Vermeil at 35.
2 Super Bowl winners back-to-back, baby.
Yep. Gruden at 36. George Allen is at 37.
Did not win one.
I don't think so. 38 is George Seifert and Norv Turner.
George Seifert won one. Norv Turner did not.
Did he coach him? No, he didn't coach him. Denny Green is 40th.
Crown them if you want to crown them.
Dan Coryell.
Don.
Or Don, sorry.
Did not. Came close, though.
Buddy Parker.
BP.
John Madden at 43.
Still the highest percentage ever of a coach. What's his winning percentage?
759. Yeah.
I think the highest percentage of a coach ever.
And
with 100 games. Sorry.
And the last coach on this list with over 100 wins at number 44 with a winning percentage of 498 and a record of 102, 103, and 2. Riverboat Ron.
Oh, he made the list. Wow. Did not realize that.
Riverboat Ron. And then there's a bunch. I mean, it's crazy to think about that Ron Rivera and Tom Flores are above Vince Lombardi.
Right?
I didn't even know Lombardi coached 1 year with the Redskins.
And then he died.
Oh.
He had cancer. They died.
There's an active coach tied for 47th with Lou Saban.
And how many wins would that be?
95.
Active coach. Let me go down. AFC and NFC.
AFC. 2017 was his first year.
2017 was his first year. Hold on now. Let me go down the divisions, Broncos. So he's been there since 2017. Same team?
Mm-hmm.
2017.
95, 49, and 0.
45, 49, and 0. It's not Vrabel.
No, he probably has the highest active winning percentage.
He's still – oh, God, this is going to drive me crazy, you know. Not AFC South. It's
nope.
Not AFC North.
Nope.
AFC East.
Yes.
Is it the Bills coach?
Sean McDermott. That is correct.
Okay. It's crazy, man.
Looking at this list is just crazy. Sean McVay is at 90. He's tied with Buck Shaw at 52nd.
Oh, Buck Shaw. That guy.
You look at something. Bill Walsh only had 92 wins.
Three Super Bowls, though.
Yep.
Reinvented football as we know it.
Yep. 609 win percentage. Now I'm curious. Now you got me curious on the win percentage.
It's good to see you curious.
So Madden is at 759. There's a few ahead of him. Guy Chamberlain is ahead of him.
But how many win? How many games?
He's 58 career wins. 58, 16, and 7.
It's Madden won 100, right?
103, 32, and 7.
I think the qualification is 100 win. You have to win 100 games.
Because Lombardi has 738.
Yep. And then Madden's like, see ya. I'd rather coach. Got my Super Bowl.
Okay, one more. The active NFL coaches with – now, it's not 100. They're not at 100 wins. They're at 100 games, or one is. Actually, maybe not. But the active with 691 is Nick Sirianni.
It's pretty good.
He's 56, 25, and 0.
Damn, man, got a Super Bowl, too.
Jim Harbaugh is 64, 29, and 1.
Let me ask you a real quick question before we go to the break. We said this earlier. Amy Adams, more upset if Vrabel wins the Super Bowl or the Texans?
Vrabel. I think Vrabel.
Okay.
100%.
I don't know. I just think.
I think Vrabel.
Either one of those two would drive her insane.
Yeah, but I think more Vrabel because everybody's going to say, well, you fired him. You know, so. All right, we've gone down a rabbit hole. 615-737-1025. Charlie, we'll get you on the other side. Chase and Big Joe live at Duncan and East Nashville, 926 Gallatin Avenue. Bring a stuffed toy by. Here, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Thanks for the toys, everybody. Woo!
We're just sitting here talking to everybody, bringing toys by. We've had some celebrities come by.
We have some celebrities. Got one here right now. We're not going to name him, though, because you guys come rushing over here to see him. So thank you for your toy donation.
No, the police might come over here to get it.
Thank you for all that. Everybody, welcome back.
He ran. Sorry about that, Dr. Crane.
That's okay. I was kind of a little slow on my return as well, so it's all good.
That's okay. So we can blame you then.
That's right, yeah.
The All-SEC football team presented by Allstate has been announced for the 2025 season. They just sent this out. 12 Southeastern Conference schools placed a member on the All-SEC Coaches Football First Team as voted on by the league's head coaches. The first, second, and third teams were announced today. Missouri leads the way with 4 representatives on the first team, while Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas A&M each had 3. Texas A&M's Casey Concepcion earned first-team honors at wide receiver, all-purpose, and return
Give us specialist. The good stuff.
First-team All-SEC at quarterback from the Vanderbilt Commodores.
Good.
Diego Pavia.
Hell yeah, as it should be. I thought they'd be cool and get somebody else in there. Good job.
At running back from Missouri, Amon Hardy and Kawan Lacey from Ole Miss. Wide receiver, Chris Brazel II from Tennessee and Concepcion from Texas A&M. At tight end from Vanderbilt,
good.
Eli Stowers. Offensive line, Caden Proctor from Alabama, Trey Zune III from A&M, Keegan Trost from Missouri, Trevor Goosby from Texas, center Jake Slaughter from Florida, and then I mentioned Concepcion with the all-purpose from Texas A&M. On defense, defensive lineman Cassius Howell from Texas A&M, Colin Simmons from Texas, Zion Young from Mizzou, and R. Mason Thomas from Oklahoma.
What, our guy from Auburn didn't make it?
Well, linebackers, C.J. Allen from Georgia, Xavier Atkins from Auburn, Josiah Trotter from Mizzou. DBs, Mansoor Delane from LSU, Bray Hubbard from Alabama, Michael Toffee from Texas, and A.J. Halsey from LSU. So, no, I guess not. This is first team still.
Oh, man.
You don't care about kickers. Offense for well, you don't.
I don't. Not at all.
second team All-SEC. Quarterbacks, Chambliss from Ole Miss and Ty Simpson from Alabama. Deshaun Bishop from Tennessee is one of the running backs. I'll give you some others that stand out to me. Aaron Carter was second team for Tennessee, for linebacker.
Smyrna.
Yep. Again, you don't care about kickers?
Nope.
Third team, Gunnar Stockton from Georgia. Jeremiah Cobb from Auburn. Nate Frazier from Georgia at running back.
Nick Frazier.
Lance Hurd, offensive lineman from Tennessee.
Hurd.
You heard. Kayron Crawford, is that who you were talking about?
We interviewed him during
that might have been,
media days. Big defensive lineman from Auburn.
Ty Rudman and Colton Hood were DBs for Tennessee.
Oh, good in the hood.
So there you go. I see all
so that. Good. So good for Diego.
Yeah, and Eli Stowers.
So last time Vanderbilt probably had an All-SEC quarterback was 05 with Cutler, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I would think so. Real quick, Charlie wants to weigh in on NFL coaches. Charlie, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. No use talking about Lombardi coaching at the Redskins for that 1 year. Sonny Jurgensen said that that was the biggest regret of his life, that he only had him for 1 year. He said there's no telling what they could have done if he'd stayed there. Basically, he's talking about him being a cheat code and how smart he was, and he was that good of a coach. But I just thought I'd throw that out there, buddy.
Well, thank you. Somebody actually earlier, we talked about bringing quarterbacks back. I had no idea that Sonny Jurgensen was still alive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's one of my favorites. He can throw the ball behind his back like nobody's business.
Yeah, that was a tweet. It's like maybe he can still throw the ball behind his back to do that. But they don't make guys like that anymore. You know that?
Not with a beer belly.
You're right. Thank you for that.
See you, man.
So true.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate that. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe live at Duncan in East Nashville, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. We've been at Duncan here in East Nashville, 926 Gallatin Avenue. And we've had some good friends stop by. So that's been cool.
And they donated toys.
They did.
So we love that even more.
We do, and thanks for everybody that has stopped by and donated stuffed toys for a great cause for the Nashville Children's Alliance. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
All right, first on the list, we have Christmas card today. So if you got a Christmas card, make sure you send it out. I don't know if you guys have sent yours yet, but...
Nope.
All right. International Day of Veterinary Medicine, so shout out for the animals. International Anti-Corruption Day. I don't know.
That's good. We
National Llama Day is today. So.
Oh, yeah. Love llama.
Do llamas, do they, like, give out milk? Or is that, am I thinking of camels?
Well, camels hold a lot of water.
Yeah, they hold water. I guess llamas do that.
Milk.
I guess llamas, yeah. Should be llama milk, maybe. I don't know. I don't know why I thought that. But National Opal Apples Day is today. Apples are pretty good for you. Let's see. National Pastry Day. Cinnamon rolls and all
pastry?
That.
Pastry?
Yeah, pastry.
Okay.
Yep.
Thought you said something else.
No. No. Weary Pasty? Willy Day is today. And then last but not least, World Techno Day. So shout out to the tech heads.
Love nice. It. All right. Time for celebrity birthdays. Get these within two. Our first birthday today, former Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma, Steve Owens. Chase, you go first. How old is Steve Owens?
77.
76.
78. Chase on board one. Dr. Crane, you go. Golfer Tom Kite.
80.
63.
76. Yeah. Chase, you get to go now. Former NBA player, World Be Free. What's his name?
World Be Free. Is that
that's his
Meta
name.
World Peace?
That is not. That is World. This is World Be Free.
52. Who did he used to be known as?
I think Lloyd something.
49?
72. Dr. Crane, you get to go now. Kurt Angle. The wrestler.
Yeah, Kurt Angle is 58.
He won the Olympics with a broken freaking neck. What'd you say, 58? Dr. Crane?
I'm not saying. I mean, that's yeah. the point of the game.
Well, he's allowed to. 56.
57, that's a push. Chase, get to go. Former Cowboys kicker Chris Bonial.
47.
54.
54, exactly. Dr. Crane, how old is Dame Judi Dench?
I'm going to go 80.
91.
91, exactly. How'd you get that?
I just knew. I didn't look.
I know you don't look. 3-2. Chase, you get to go. Bo Bridges.
77.
74.
84. Dr. Crane, John Malkovich, who was in the movie In the Line of Fire, which is a vastly underrated movie.
That's a good movie.
John Malkovich.
67.
Wasn't he in Con Air?
He was. The bad guy in Con Air.
Yeah. 65.
72. Chase, how old's Donny Osmond?
73.
Donny Osmond is 71.
68. Dr. Crane, how old's Jacob Dylan?
What was he in?
He's in a band called the Wildflowers, or whatever they're called. He's Bob Dylan's son.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with 33.
51.
56. It's 3-2. Chase is on top. All right, Chase, how old is singer Joan Armatrading?
I don't know who that is, so I'm going to say 72.
77.
75. We're tied at 3. Dr. Crane, how old is actor Michael Dorn from Star Trek?
Lieutenant Commander Worf.
I'm going to go like 69.
72.
73. Chase up top 4-3. Chase, how old is country singer Sylvia?
I don't know who that is, but 38.
Sylvia is 50.
69.
Nice.
How old is Dr. Crane? How old is actress Felicity Huffman?
Felicity Huffman is...
Huffman.
58.
53. 63. Chase, how old is... Oh, nitty-gitty here. How old is country singer David Kirsch?
61.
67.
55. Dr. Crane, how old is drummer Trey Cool of Green Day? We're going to get this. This is a close game.
48.
52.
He is 53. Chase is on top. 5-3. Two more here real quick. Chase, how old is rapper Cannabis?
47.
42.
51. Last one, Dr. Crane, this is it. You're down 5-3. How old is actor Jesse Metcalf from Desperate Housewives? I think he's doing all these Hallmark movies now. Jesse Metcalf.
I'm going to go with 58.
57.
47. Chase wins 5-3.
I feel well like done. He was, what show was he on?
Desperate Housewives.
No, but he was on something else.
He was the yard boy on Desperate Housewives that had fun with all the Desperate Housewives.
Well, yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. Okay. Well, there you go. Thanks to Duncan here in East Nashville for having us today. Again, you can go to thegamenashville.com/toy where you can find all the list of Duncan locations. You can donate a stuffed toy for the Nashville Children's Alliance. And, again, we're happy to be paired up with them. And you can qualify for a four-pack of tickets in the all-inclusive 501 Club at Bridgestone Arena to a Preds home game. And, again, thanks to Metro Nashville Police Department, the Catalano Group, the Bluemont Group, Family Leisure, Thompson Machinery, Richmar Flores, Right Time HVAC, and Relidyne for their support. That's going to do it for us. DVD coming up next.
Yeah, as we leave every show with every message to our guys out there, if you are struggling, we just ask that you reach out and talk to somebody. Please, talk out to somebody. Save my life. It can be for yours. If you need help, just go to our website, thegamenashville.com. Click on the Chase and Big Joe Show. We have information there for you, somebody to talk to. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. I'm telling you, if you reach out and talk to somebody, it gets things flowing. It gets things better in your life. I tell you all the time, dark clouds move out of the way for sunshine and beautiful sun and beautiful things happening to you. Find the gratitude. Reach out to us. If you need to talk, we're here for you all the time. As we say all the time, I'd rather hear your story than go to your funeral, right? That's why I need you here with us. Our world is a better place because you are here. Know that we love you. More importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD coming your way next from Bridgestone Arena. Barry Trotz at 5 o'clock on 102.5 The Game.